I've never kissed a girl before, I told her. It was true. That doesn't mean I'd never thought about it, wanted it, desired it, all that I hadn't thought about it with her. Those lips, so full, beautiful, kissable. When she asked if I had kissed another girl, I felt something tingle inside me, deep inside. Was it desire? Embarrassment? Shame? Arousal? I couldn't sort it out. I could feel my cheeks turning hot, my stomach filling with butterflies and, oh God, a tingle in my clit. I squirmed and wanted to touch myself. Almost breathlessly, I said it. I've never kissed a girl before. I felt her fingertips under my chin, raising my head up to look into her eyes. She was smiling, just a bit. She didn't say a word. She just stared into my eyes. I wanted to look away, but I didn't. She parted her lips ever so slightly. I looked down at them, and then I looked away. Look at me, she whispered. And I did. Now she wasn't just looking into my eyes. She was looking into my soul. I closed my eyes and leaned forward, desperately wanting to feel her lips pressed to mine. I felt her breath wash over my lips as I opened my mouth slightly. And then... nothing. When I opened my eyes, she was still there, but now a few more inches away. When I leaned forward, she laughed softly, reaching up and pressing her fingertip to my lips. Not yet, she whispered into my ear, her words causing me to inhale deeply, holding my breath, eyes closed. I nodded. I want this to be special for you, she continued, whispering in my ear. I bit my lip and nodded. She picked up a silk scarf and had me turn around. Gently, she drew my hands behind my back and wrapped the scarf around my wrists. She tightened it slowly, gently. I felt my wrists pressing together, and I squirmed, tugging a bit as I felt her tie a knot, securing them behind me. My heart was racing. I looked around the room. I wanted to speak, but the words stuck in my throat. I let out a long exhale and felt my heart flutter. She stepped back in front of me and gently helped me sit down on the edge of the bed. Her soft hand caressed my cheek. She told me how beautiful I was, how she had been waiting for this, how she had hoped she could be my first kiss. My breathing grew shallow. I was blushing more. I wanted her lips on mine. I wanted it so desperately. Why was she making me wait? Please, I whimpered softly. Please kiss me. She hushed me, pressing her finger to my lips. Patience, she told me. She picked up a second scarf and raised it up, placing it gently over my eyes. I squirmed at the feeling. Soft, gentle silk covering and pressing against my eyes. I closed them as she tightened it, blindfolding me. As she did, I could feel my body growing warm, the room growing colder, a small breeze, a sound, the floorboards creaking as she took a few steps away from me. I tried to look under the blindfold, but my vision was now completely blocked. More creaking of the floorboards. She was closer now. So close. I could smell her. Just a hint of perfume. Not enough to mask her natural scent completely. The two blended together beautifully, and I inhaled, letting her scent fill my senses. I could feel her body heat, close, but not touching. I gasped as her hand touched my cheek, trembling, quivering. My mouth opened slightly, inviting her to kiss it. Oh God, please kiss me. Please kiss me. I was aching. I moaned as her hand ran down along my neck, her fingertip barely making contact as it crossed my throat. I pressed into her touch, and she pulled away ever so slightly, just enough to keep contact. Moving slowly down my collarbone, between my breasts, over my chest, and barely brushing my nipples. I inhaled more as her fingertip touched my nipple. It was hard, swollen, erect. Her fingertips pressed together over it. Not enough to hurt. Or did it? Pinching a little harder now. It was like my nipples were connected to my clit. Each time she pinched, twisted, touched, it set off a wave of tingles between my legs. My stomach tightened. I opened my legs, wanting her to touch me there too. And my lips parted, quivering, hungry. Please kiss me. Please. Closer now. I can feel her breath on my face. I can smell her scent. I can feel her body now. She wraps her arms around me, my hands bound behind me, drawing me close to her. My mind and body explode as her soft, wet, full lips touch mine. I go limp in her arms. I open my mouth more, inviting her inside me. Her tongue is now in my mouth, and I moan as she invades me, touching my tongue with hers, exploring my mouth. Her lips press hard into mine, devouring me. We're both breathing harder now. Her lips are so wet, pressing against mine, sliding a bit. I want to reach out and hug her, hold her, caress her. But I am bound, trapped, helpless. I am lost in her kiss. And for that moment, blind and bound, I am hers. I want her to touch me everywhere. She bites my lower lip and I feel a jolt in my pussy. I moan and gasp. It hurts, but it doesn't. She does it again, but this time she doesn't let go so quickly. Her teeth holding onto me, possessing me, owning me. When she pulls away, I feel her absence. I squirm and writhe, trying to get back to her. I want her to kiss me again. But she doesn't. Instead, she sits down beside me and pulls me close. She holds me, still bound, still blindfolded. I am hers, completely. The feeling of her lips now seared into my brain. The hunger doesn't go away. The need is still there. All I can do is wait and hope and want her. She runs her fingers through my hair and I can feel her smiling and looking down at me even though I can't see her. When she finally removes the scarves, I curl up in her arms. I feel myself crying softly. She holds me and lets my tears fall freely. And then she leans down and whispers again in my ear. Now you have.